You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today is Dr. Tom Fullerton. Dr. Fullerton is a professor in the Department of College of Economics and Finance here on campus. We're going to talk a little bit about this conference that's coming up, and it's called the UTEP Border Economic Forum, and that's going to address the 2013 Regional Economic Outlook. Tom, thank you very much for being with us, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Louis. It's great to be back in the studio with you.
When we talk about Regional Economic Outlook, sometimes people look at that and they'll freak out because they'll go, it's bad news. And then other times people will say, well, you know, positive outlook. Things may look better.
Things are looking better in 2013. The biggest complaint that we get in terms of assessing the economic outlook here in this region is that people say the local economy is not growing fast enough. And, of course, there's a lot of things that play into that. But one of the things is that the U.S. economy is barely recovering from a financial market and banking collapse. And anytime commercial banking collapses in this country, it always causes any subsequent recoveries to be a long and protracted process. And that's because banking and finance play such a central role in the U.S. economy. We're emerging from one of those unfortunate periods in U.S. economic history, and this recovery is taking a lot of time, just like it has in prior instances, as few and far between as they are. When the banking and financial systems have previously collapsed, this is what's happened. El Paso's business cycle is different from the national business cycle, but that doesn't mean that we are immune from the effects of the national business cycle.
Now, Tom, the fact that with the violence going on in Mexico and businesses moving over here, the economy shifting back and forth, and had it not been for Mexican shoppers coming over here over the holidays, it would have been maybe difficult for the proprietors here in the El Paso United States side. What do you believe? What is really happening?
Well, in terms of Ciudad Juarez, the economy has stabilized substantially over the course of the last 6 months, and that has benefited primarily residential real estate and commercial real estate as well as general retail conditions. As, let's see, the commercial side of the Juarez economy has started to stabilize and then catch up with what's been going on in the industrial side of the economy in Ciudad Juarez, it's benefited both sides of the border. And this has translated into additional retail sales on the north side of the border. And it's something that it ebbs and flows, but generally anywhere between 8% and 12% of retail sales on any given day in El Paso are to residents of northern Mexico. So it's a symbiotic relationship across this international boundary. Whenever one side of the border is suffering, that always has impacts on the other side of the border. In this case, the fact that the Juarez economy has started to rebound, that has translated into good things for merchants on this side of the border as well.
Talking about this side of the border, what about when traditional eateries, restaurants, department stores, whatever people are used to having in Juarez suddenly are on this side of town? What does that do to the economy? Does that kind of – because people are, you know, they have habits and they get used to things being a certain way.
That's true. However, the additional competition is always good, or it's generally good. And it introduces new varieties. It, frequently causes prices to go down, and it gives consumers better alternatives. In terms of the businesses that have come across over the last 3 or 4 years, not all of them have succeeded. Some of them have closed and gone back to Juarez. Others, you know, were here temporarily simply to weather the storm. The restaurant industry is one that is characterized by very low profitability margins, and the reason is that there is so much competition. And so a lot of the businesses from Juarez, when they reinvested on this side of the border, discovered that the different regulatory approach to the labor market, food inspections, licensing, et cetera, was a more difficult barrier to surpass than many of them suspected. And that caused a lot of those restaurants to have short lives on this side of the border. Others have done very well and have succeeded in creating a niche market for themselves on this side of the river. Of course, restaurants crossing the border, that's been going on for a lot of years. It goes south as well as north. And, you know, it's one thing that makes life on the border more interesting.
A couple of things that happened last year, and people are wondering if this has anything to do with what's going on in Juarez. And I'm thinking probably not, but you're the experts. And that is the closure of Jackson's and Capetto's two El Paso mainstays.
Well, in both of those cases, there were things going on that didn't relate at all to what happened in 2009, 2010, and 2011 in terms of restaurants coming across the river. In the case of Jackson's, when they opened their fourth unit on the far east side over in Zaragoza and Joe Battle area, that venture was not successful, and the debt that it engendered eventually caused the entire operation to become unprofitable. It was really, too bad because nearly everybody in El Paso liked Jackson's, but that's something that happened, and eventually it pulled down the entire organization. In the case of Capetto's, Mr. Davis has publicly admitted that he had just gigantic tax bills that piled up on him. He was so far in arrears on his tax bills, various types of tax categories, that it became impossible for him to continue operating. And, you know, Capetto's is one of those things that you and I grew up with. It was something that everybody in the border really enjoyed doing in terms of, you know, Italian food. But it was really not attributable. Those tax bills are not attributable to additional competition from restaurants from Ciudad Juarez. There were more serious problems that affected that organization, and you know, Mr. Davis has given a lot of interviews in the press about what happened.
At the same time, there are a lot of businesses that are opening here that people have wondered, what are they doing here? You know, these are chains that we see in Dallas and Houston and other places. So what about that? Are other people seeing a future in El Paso's economy?
Definitely. And that's, in part, has been catalyzed by all of the favorable media coverage that El Paso has received as a consequence of regional metropolitan economic performance rankings. A lot of these have been published by the Brookings Institution, their Metropolitan Research Unit. And during the recession, especially the dark days of the recession from 2009 up through the end of 2010, El Paso consistently ranked well in terms of current economic performance, and that made a lot of these restaurant chains from other parts of the country realize that, hey, this is a growing economy. It's obviously an impoverished economy, but it is one that is growing, and as that pie expands, we should try to get a piece of it. And so that's why there has been a lot of national restaurant chains investing in El Paso in recent years. This is not the first time it happens, of course, and there's no guarantee that those restaurants will succeed because, if you recall, in years past, we had the Cotton Patch. It went out of business. We had Black Eyed Pea. It went out of business. We had TGI Fridays that was very popular, and it was not able to succeed in this marketplace. So this is a unique marketplace. It's one in which cutthroat competition that always characterizes the restaurant sector is even more complex because of the border phenomenon. And so there's no guarantees that these new arrivals on the restaurant scene will succeed. But it's definitely something that is fun for consumers because they have a lot of additional opportunities to go out to eat and entertain themselves that they normally associate with places like Phoenix or Dallas. And, of course, if you go to those places, you've got to deal with the congestion and the pollution. So it's much more fun to do it here in beautiful El Paso.
And a lot of people don't understand that businesses are like television shows and radio shows. You know, demographics are demographics, and every city has a different type of demographics. So there are some shows that do well here, but they do terrible in other parts of the country. It's the same market size, etc. So you have to check that. And with that in mind, let's cross over to this conference that you all are going to talk about as far as the economic forum to address the economic outlook. And that kicks off next Wednesday, is it?
Yes, Wednesday. Thursday, the 16th of January. It's going to take place at the El Paso Natural Gas Conference Center here on the campus of UTEP. The conference center is almost directly across the street from the library. Library, of course, is the biggest building on campus, so if you can find that big building, you can find the conference. There are so many economic issues that are on the horizon for 2013 that we decided to depart from what we did. We've hosted the Border Economic Conference seven previous times, and they've always been half-day affairs. Of course, you've been the master of ceremonies at several of those, and you remember them. This year, there's so many things going on that we've expanded the agenda to include 10 different speakers, and we are going to cover everything from the national economic outlook to Texas transportation issues, commercial banking issues, which are in the news again this week, municipal development issues, AAA baseball in El Paso, that's going to be one of the more popular presentations, healthcare issues, which may not be very popular, but it is very important to understand what's going on, as well as the border economic outlook, and that's something that is always tricky to monitor. So we've got a full slate of 10 different presentations scheduled for next Wednesday, and it's something that people who need to know what to expect for 2013 should take advantage of. It is a quick and efficient way of absorbing a lot of information. The admission price is $30 per person. That includes breakfast and lunch as well as snacks in the afternoon. We'll have the caffeine out because economic presentations are very valuable, but they're not always as exciting as evening television shows.
As some people say, numbers numb.
Yes.
Now, as far as who can attend, and you mentioned, of course, the cost, is it open to just about anybody, or do you have to be a business person here in El Paso?
It is open to everybody who can get access to the campus. This is one of those events that UTEP always puts on in terms of inviting everybody in. We've got people from public sector coming in. We've got people from the private sector coming in. We've got individual citizens who are just coming in because they're interested in what's going on. And I expect that a lot of these participants are going to have a lot of really good questions that stimulate a lot of discussion. And so it's going to be a very interesting day.
Is it too late to register, or can we register at the door? How does this work?
There will be tickets sold at the door. It would be good if people could call in advance to 915-747-7775 and indicate that they are going to attend. This is so that we can plan for everything in terms of all of the kitchen operations that are going to be going on behind the scene. Our partners here on campus at Sodexo have a lot of work to do that day, and so that would be helpful. Again, 747-7775, indicate that you will be attending. Right now, unfortunately, we've had some glitches in terms of our credit card payment systems here on campus. People have been having to pay by checks. We apologize for that headache, but that's something that the Border Region Modeling Project couldn't control, and so we're just trying to work with the situation.
Tom, why don't you give us the phone number again that people can call to register for this conference, which starts next week?
It's area code 915-747-7775.
That number again is 747-7775. We've been speaking with Dr. Tom Fullerton with the College of Economics and Finance, talking about the UTEP Border Economic Forum, and this will be designed to address the 2013 Regional Economic Outlook. It will be held at El Paso Natural Gas Conference Center, and as Tom mentioned, it's right across the street from the UTEP Library. Again, the number, 747-7775. Tom, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Louis, thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Elvin Alves, our producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.